This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Hundreds gathered at a candlelit rally in Yangon on Saturday in a peaceful protest which defied the 8 p.m. curfew imposed by the military junta. The crowd sang songs and arranged candles around a red banner with RIP written in white. Earlier, security forces killed at least 12 people by shooting live ammunition at demonstrators. Thousands of protesters, many of them teachers and university students, held a rally Saturday in Mandalay, where at least 4 deaths were reported. Other deaths were reported in south central Myanmar and in a suburb of Yangon, the country's largest city. The February 1st coup reversed years of slow progress toward democracy in Myanmar, which for 5 decades had languished under strict military rule that led to international isolation and sanctions. The conservative interim president who led Bolivia for a year was arrested Saturday as officials of the restored leftist government pursue those involved in the 2019 ouster of socialist leader Evo Morales. Janine Añez was detained in the early morning in her hometown of Trinidad and was flown to the capital, La Paz, where she appeared before a prosecutor. After her appearance, she told reporters this is an abuse. There was no coup d'etat, but a constitutional succession when she took over. The arrest of Añez and warrants against numerous other former officials further worsen political tensions in the South American country, already torn by a cascade of perceived wrongs suffered by both sides. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people in London defied coronavirus restrictions Saturday to pay their respects to 33-year-old marketing executive Sarah Everard, who disappeared while walking home and was found dead a week later. Police had warned that any large demonstrations would violate COVID lockdown rules and could result in hefty fines. Nevertheless, several hundred, mostly women, gathered to honor Everard. The case, which has sent shockwaves across Britain because a police officer has been charged with her kidnapping and murder, has also spurred a national conversation about violence against women. Earlier, the 48-year-old Metropolitan Police constable accused of killing Everard appeared in court for the first time. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
Wayne Cousins is charged with kidnapping and killing 33-year-old Sarah Everard, who went missing while walking home from a friend's apartment in South London on the evening of March the 3rd. The case has sparked a national outcry, and the Metropolitan Police has expressed anger and shock that one of its own was arrested for the crime. The aforesaid Cousins joined its ranks in 2018 and most recently served in the Parliamentary and Diplomatic Protection Command, an armed unit responsible for guarding London embassies and Parliament. Zaria Shackley, London.
Russian police detained around 200 people Saturday at a conference of independent municipal deputies in Moscow, accusing participants of violating the law by attending a pro-democracy forum with ties to an organization the government has labeled undesirable. The Forum of Independent Deputies, organized by a group called United Democrats, brought together municipal officials and prospective candidates from across the country to discuss strategies for Russia's fall election season. Authorities said the event was sponsored by Open Russia, an organization they labeled undesirable in 2017 for its financial ties to the exiled Russian businessman Mikhail Khodorkovsky. A law claims to target foreign NGOs whose activities threaten the foundations of Russia's constitutional system, defense, or national security. Security sources in Nigeria say Islamic State-aligned jihadists ambushed a Nigerian military convoy, killing 15 soldiers and 4 militia fighters in the northeastern state of Borno. It was the latest in a jihadist conflict which has killed nearly 36,000 people and displaced hundreds of thousands in northeast Nigeria since it began more than a decade ago. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.